Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Our climate is rapidly changing. Recent studies show Earth could be entering a period of warming not seen since the end of the age of dinosaurs. That is, if current trends continue. On this week's Explore Radio, we look at local climate research and local plans to help prevent the effects of a warming planet. Beth Herndon teaches geology at Kent State University. Right now, she's rummaging through a large freezer in her office.
You can see bags of soil from the Arctic.
The freezer keeps the permafrost sample she collected in Alaska frozen.
And they're very organic rich. They're composed mostly of decomposing plant material.
Herndon is studying how the minerals in the soil affect that decomposition.
Because those minerals can act to stabilize or sequester the carbon and nutrients and keep it potentially protected from plants or microorganisms.
And why does it matter? Well, Herndon says the Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet, and the permafrost is thawing out.
So a lot of that carbon that's been stored in the soil for thousands of years is being converted to greenhouse gases.
In fact, the carbon dioxide and methane expected to leak into the atmosphere from thawing permafrost over the next 50 years is measured in gigatons. That's billions of tons. And Herndon says understanding the interaction of minerals in permafrost could help us predict the rate of climate change.
This is, one piece of the puzzle.
Another piece is found one floor above her in the geography department at Kent State. That's where weather researcher Cameron Lee is testing a computer program that collects billions of pieces of historical weather data.
It then runs it through the process of classifying it into one of 11 different weather types for every single location on the globe.
Lee has developed a system that helps translate the large-scale effects of climate change into something we can feel.
People aren't just affected by temperature, or just affected by humidity, or just affected by the wind, but they're affected by all of these things happening simultaneously.
He boils these down into daily weather types.
So you can go from dry and cold to hot and humid on the other end of the scale.
So it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah, exactly.
Lee has mapped out daily weather conditions for all of North America collected over the past four decades. The most dramatic changes are seen in northern Canada, where above-average temperatures now extend over nearly one-third of the year. Lee likens extreme weather trends to a baseball slugger on steroids.
The number of home runs he hits is going to get that much better. The distance that he hits the ball is going to be that much further.
When it comes to the climate, Lee's map shows the region that includes Ohio is experiencing three more weeks of warm, humid weather and two fewer weeks of cold, dry days per year compared to 40 years ago. We're seeing more and heavier rainfall. And
another interesting stat, which really kind of shocked me, is that on average, we're seeing 20 less days per year of the lake freezing.
That's Matt Gray, chief of Cleveland's Office of Sustainability. Gray recently unveiled the city's updated plan to prepare for and perhaps prevent the worst effects of climate change.
Our goal on this plan is to reduce our emissions 80% by 2050, and it's also about building more resilience to the impacts of climate change we're already seeing.
Cleveland's plan has 28 objectives across six focus areas. The plan promotes energy-efficient buildings, clean energy sources, sustainable transportation, and even locally grown food.
Growing lettuce, in the Kinsman neighborhood is a lot less energy intensive than, trucking it from California.
Cleveland offers tax abatements on energy-efficient home renovations. Gray is also pushing local businesses to conserve energy and take actions to reduce carbon emissions. He says sustainability touches all of the city's revitalization efforts.
By doing these actions, we create a much more resilient economy in Cleveland and everywhere else.
The U.S. is the only country to back out of the Paris Climate Agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But Gray says Cleveland is one of 400 U.S. cities committed to the Paris goals.
And it makes me more hopeful, right, that we have a chance at solving this crisis.
A recent Yale University poll found that 70% of Americans believe global warming is happening. But fewer than half believe scientists are convinced climate change is real. And that doubt of science-based fact could be the biggest threat of all. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.